to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special.
Hi, and welcome to Voices of the Elephant. We're here in sunny Miami, Florida at Sunshine PHP 2014, and boy, is it a wonderful conference. We've had a great time here past couple days. My guest today is Mr. Paul Jones, and Paul is the chief architect, founder, head bottle washer of the Aura framework, which is your second framework now?
Yes, I think I am following Laura Thompson and Lupo and Jewel of having done 2.5 at this point. There were some earlier attempts.
So, tell us about, what's the status of Aura? Because I know you've been just cranking like mad lately.
Right. So,
what's up?
So me and a couple other guys, especially Hari KT and some other interested folks.
Love Hari.
Hari's an awesome dude.
Yeah.
So the idea behind Aura in the first place was we were going to extract everything from the Solar, S-O-L-A-R framework, to make independent components of it. We finished the first round of that extraction last year in 2013, around July or August, I don't recall now. And then after looking at it, we realized there were probably some more extractions we could do from that first version of the extractions.
Uh-huh.
So we started on the second round of extractions in September of 2013. We just finished that initial second round of all the version 2 stuff in January of this year. So the current state is that everything is in, all of those new packages are in Google beta right now, which means that they're stable as far as we can tell. We don't expect any backwards compatibility breaks at this point, but we're not going to make any promises because we want to make sure that everyone gets a chance to test out the new stuff and make sure that we're meeting everyone's use cases. So the state is that whereas there had been some packages that were doing maybe a bit too much, like the Aura Web package and the Aura SQL package, they had what we felt was too many responsibilities. So we've now split those up into even smaller, completely independent packages. So for example, with the SQL stuff, if you just want an SQL connection and a connection manager, the SQL V2 package does just that. If you just want a query builder, you can get the SQL query package, and it will work with any other database system you've got. All it does is build queries and give you back strings and binding arrays. So that's the current state of the project.
Excellent. And what's coming up next? What's the next big part of Aura?
So the next big part is we are taking this V2 round of packages. Is we are taking all of those independent packages and recombining them into the second version of the framework. Again, the first version, we had all these independent packages. They didn't have to be used together, but they could be collated together or combined together into a cohesive framework. We call that just in the Aura framework package. In the second round, what we're doing now is we're taking those Google betas, the DI container and other stuff, stripping down the framework even more from what it was previously, and including only the router to dispatcher, a configuration system, and that's pretty much it, and the DI container. We've also split it so that there's actually three different kinds of projects you can build. You can build a web project, you can build a command line project, or you can build like your classic framework project, which is both of them put together. We don't want to make that a beta yet because we haven't finalized the new DI container pieces. Once that is done, then we'll be able to finalize the DI container, then we can finalize the web project, the basic framework level stuff, and then begin releasing those as betas as well.
Excellent. Now, switch topics.
All right.
You're working on a book.
I am.
Yes. You and what, 4,000 of them? No.
Yeah, exactly.
But yours is something, quite honestly, everybody else is off doing technical books and how to do this particular technical technique or something. Yours, to me, stands alone as something a bit different. Why don't you talk to us and tell us the name of the book. We'll throw a link to the actual website in the show notes. But tell us about the book, what it's about, and how you got here.
Sure. So the name of the book is Modernizing Legacy Applications in PHP. The past few employers that I've been at, they have given me the opportunity, or have hired me specifically, to look at their old page-based PHP applications, where it's a stack of include files, everything is all garbled together, a lot of globals everywhere, and you would browse directly to the page scripts. they realize, of course, that this is not the way things should be working, because if you change one thing in one place, because everything is global, something changes somewhere else and everything breaks. So I had been hired to go out and to go in there and basically update those applications so that they would use more modern autoloading, use classes, use model view controller separation, and a whole series of more modern techniques for structuring application. The primary issue in these was that they didn't want to do a rewrite. They didn't want the application to stop working. We still have to make money with it. So we have to do it in a series of steps so that everything keeps running, but everything improves at the same time. As a result of having done that work, I made a, I put together a talk called It Was Like That When I Got Here, that I've given several times. It's been very well received. The basic theme behind It Was Like That When I Got Here was, when you hire on in a project and this is the situation the code is in, how did it get this way? You know, why is the code this bad to begin with? And then, you know, you sort of, you just get accustomed to it being this bad. And then when the next guy comes in, he asks you why it's so bad. And you say, well, you know, it was like that when I got here. And it's still terrible.
Yeah.
So I realized after giving, and then I, so then as that is the opening part of the talk, I say, you know, and this is how you can begin to improve your code. I've done it this way a dozen times. This is the process you need to follow. It's just like the first one or two steps in the process that I had put together for myself. Well, the feedback from that talk was fantastic. I mean, there were people asking afterwards, how can we do this for ourselves? How can we get our teams to do it? How can we get managers to buy into it? What's the rest of the process for this? So the book, again, Modernizing Legacy Applications in PHP, is specifically the process that I've been using for, you know, over half a dozen, maybe a dozen different projects. Specifically step by step. First you start with autoload, then you remove all your includes, then you start moving everything into classes, then you know, this whole series, remove all the globals, remove all the new keywords, step by step. And like, and I, again, the book is not quite finished yet. It's going to end up being about 12 individual steps. That's still in flux because the notes that I have for myself are not necessarily instructions I want to give to other people on how to break it out properly. So 10, 12, maybe 15 steps total. But again, step by step, broken down with everything you need, the exact process, all the regular expressions you need to search for, everything that has to happen, in exact order, how to write your unit tests in the middle of the whole thing. That's the whole point of the book, is to take, is to distill these, you know, years of experience in doing it down to where anyone else can do this and have the process available to them. The thing is, everyone wants greenfield applications. Everyone wants to start with a brand new app and, you know, and, make, and quote unquote, do it right the first time, you know? But there are so many developers out there who are languishing in these old code bases, and they make a living from it, but your life sucks when you've got to deal with this, and you want to make your life, you want to make your own life better. And the Modernizing Legacy Applications book is specifically there for that reason, so that you can begin to make your own life better without having to try to break everything and start all over again.
And, of course, after reading the book, if they decide that it's just not what they want to tackle, they can hire you to
they
help
can
them.
Absolutely. So, yes, that's exactly right. If you read it and you either want more or if you have other more specific questions, I am available for a fee.
Yes, and we will throw your email address in the show notes so that people can get in contact with you. Okay, Paul, on Voices of the Elephant, we always finish up with the same question. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
The local user group is Nashville PHP User Group. I think it's just nashvillephp.org.
Yeah. I happen to know that simply because that's my local user group.
Well, there you have it.
Well, Paul, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us today, and thank you for all that you do for the PHP community.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.